T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh is live this morning at the Blarney Breakfast in East Wichita. It is Friday, March 15th. We'll be looking at damage to a home in South Wichita. Those details are next.
It's time this weekend to get your green on. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. High pressure is building in from the west. That's going to give us a great end of the work week and a beautiful start to the weekend. Our full forecast is coming up.
Two mass shootings at mosques in New Zealand in the city of Christchurch. 49 people have died, dozens more injured. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush describing this as a terrorist incident.
One person, a male in his late 20s, has been charged with murder.
Four people were taken into police custody overall, three men, one woman, the gunman described as an extremist, violent terrorist. Authorities warn that more could be involved. Police are also reporting improvised explosive devices that have had to be defused. A car crashed into a home in South Wichita last night after 9 o'clock. A couple of vehicles collided at 55th South and Hydraulic. One of the cars went off the roadway and into a nearby home. One of the drivers ran away but was located a short time later. There was no one in the home at the time of the crash. The city is getting rid of one of its stoplight intersections in West Wichita. Mayor Jeff Longwell says the city is trying to reduce accidents and increase traffic flow on West Kellogg.
The project includes permanent removal of the traffic signal at 111th Street and its connections to Kellogg. Remaining work for the permanent closure of 111th will begin in mid-April. The cost of the project is $1.25 million.
Wichita has 17 road projects on the schedule for this year. That's at a cost of $226 million. Well, of course, St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Sunday. However, tomorrow, Saturday, is the day to enjoy the 13th annual St. Patrick's Parade in historic Delano.
It kicks off at high noon from Douglas and McLean and makes its way through the Delano District to Walnut, just east of Seneca. Cameron Lawrence is a parade organizer.
We have 118 entries total that we finalized at. We have 25 sponsors. Last year we had 12, and last year visitors, we had about 20,000 plus, which is what the police headcount was.
He says come early and stake out a spot to enjoy the approximately hour and a half parade. But Lawrence cautions parade goers not to set up or stray off the sidewalks, which could delay or even stop the parade. But be sure and wear plenty of green. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita's Botanica Gardens entertained more than 215,000 visitors last year. Executive Director Marty Miller tells KNSS News, Botanica has been open since 1987, but attendance has been increasing dramatically.
We've grown very well, and it all began with the Downing Children's Garden. That changed the demographics of Botanica. And we now have many more young families, young children, and they're experiencing Botanica in a whole different way since we built the Children's Garden.
Marty Miller is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. The personal finance website Wallet Hub has released its 2019 tax survey this week. Jill Gonzalez with Wallet Hub says the survey takes into account property, sales, and income taxes. Kansas doesn't do very well, ranking 46th in overall effective state and local tax rate.
When you do account for cost of living, it drops to number 35, so that certainly is helpful. But right now, the average person in Kansas is paying just over $6,800 in taxes per year. In most states, that's more around the $5,000 level.
As for filing taxes, she says the biggest concern expressed by those surveyed is a fear of miscalculating their taxes under the new tax law. A A police officer in Massachusetts survives an attempted stabbing.
Officer Gregory Vetrano's bulletproof vest likely saved his life. Police say he was saved by a ceramic plate in the center of his vest, directly above his heart, the knife glancing off the plate and not penetrating Vetrano's skin. 39-year-old Ruben Barrero was wanted for attempted murder and arson. Police say he started a fire at his mother's home after he was thrown out. He's held without bail. Barrero's lawyer asking that his client undergo a mental health evaluation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
We'll tell you about a mayor who got arrested. It's not our mayor. And what's the problem with maple syrup these days? Well, some critters are causing some havoc there. KNSS News Time coming up on 8:05. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A mayor in Florida is arrested just weeks after taking over for the previous mayor, who was also arrested.
Maybe the third time will be the charm for Port Richey, Florida voters, now that their current and their last mayor have both been arrested. First Mayor Dale Massad was busted after deputies say he opened fire on them during a raid on his home. Now his successor, Terrence Rowe, is accused of intimidating a police officer involved in Massad's case. Court records show that they discussed what to do about the cop during a phone call Massad made to Rowe from jail. Inmates get a recorded warning when they pick up that phone that the call may be recorded. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Well, the maple syrup industry has a problem. Critters.
Producers of maple syrup are seeing a slowdown in operations because squirrels are chewing away at their equipment, destroying the flow of sap through plastic tubing and spouts. It's not unusual for squirrels to do this, but their numbers are much higher this year. One producer in Maine says he's had to fix 60 spots across his business. A maple syrup specialist at the University of Vermont says the squirrel population spike is linked to a rise in the food supply, like acorns and other mast from trees. He advises workers not to handle tubing with their bare hands, which can leave behind salt and oil that attracts the little guys. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
It's 8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And out there in traffic this morning, we've got the Green Project going on. They're on I-235. Now, today, they're going to close for the weekend, northbound.
The Green Project?
The Green Project.
Is that for St. Patrick's Day?
Apparently so. They're going to close northbound I-235 from Meridian to Broadway. That's going to start at 9 p.m. tonight, and it's going to go for the rest of the weekend. They'll have that open again Monday morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now let's check in that weather forecast as we head into the weekend to find out what's going on with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and cold start to the day, mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon, our high 49. It'll be clear tonight, our low near 30, and as high pressure builds in for the weekend, plenty of sunshine tomorrow, Saturday's high 60, 58 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently, we have a sunny sky, 33 degrees, a little breeze out of the northwest, and we're looking for a high today of 49 degrees. That's your weather forecast here as we head into a weekend with mostly sunny skies. It is 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Friday morning. And, of course, when we round into the weekend, that means by the time the weekend starts to wrap up on Sunday evening, we'll be heading into the John Whitmer Show, 7 to 9 on Sunday evenings right here on KNSS. And joining us, the host of that show, John Whitmer. John, thanks for being with us here on a Friday morning.
Well, thank you, Ted. How are you this morning? You're solo again this week. He's over at the Blarney Breakfast, is that right?
That is correct. That's his excuse for bailing on me again on a Friday morning.
Well, you know, I would have figured you'd make some sort of joke since I'm a former politician and I'm full of Blarney. I fully expected that.
Well, that's low-hanging fruit.
That's true. That was an easy one.
All right. Hey, boy, you were loaded up with guests last weekend, had a great show on Sunday night, and I'm sure you got more lined up coming up this weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, and next weekend, too. But this weekend, we've got actually our new 2nd District Congressman, Steve Watkins, is going to join us. And the new head of the Kansas Republican Party, Mike Kuckelman, is going to be on. So we've got a couple of newbies that we can give them the old, you know, welcome to the big game sort of thing. So see if I can embarrass either of them. But no, it'll be good. And then next week, I've actually got Senator Jerry Moran is going to come on, and actually former Senator Tom Cotton will be on. So we've got a couple of good guests.
Got them lined up for good stuff on Sunday night. Of course, you mentioned some of the new faces. Sometimes we see the same names recycled over and over and over, but it's a good point. It's nice to see some fresh blood and new faces getting into it, part of this process.
Yeah, you know, I think that helps. I'm a fan of term limits. I always have been. I think you get out of touch. You know, the whole point of representative government when our constitutional republic was established was you were a cobbler, and then you went and served, and then you came back, and you were a cobbler again.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, when you lose that touch with the folks, I think that's when it's time for you to retire. So I like the idea of term limits, and maybe that we need to broach that again and look at that again.
I think I'm right with you on that, John. We thanks for being with us, and have a great show on Sunday night. We always look forward to it.
Appreciate it, and say hello to Steve for me.
Well, we will. We'll see if we can solidify his blarney one more time. We'll get after it.
Good luck with it. That's a monumental task.
No kidding. Thanks. That's John Whitmer. He's host of the John Whitmer Show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9. Always great guests and fantastic information on Sunday evenings right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good to check in with John Whitmer. It's 8:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And he's been our correspondent all morning long at the 44th Annual Blarney Breakfast at Old Chicago East. Here he is again, Steve McIntosh. Steve?
I'll tell you what, I heard what Whitmer was saying there. Maybe he can host the first annual Baloney Breakfast there for politicians. That would be a good deal. We're going over here in Old Chicago at Kellogg and Rock Road, and this goes on until 9:30 this morning. Folks are still coming in the door, moving in here, eating some great breakfast, making some donations to the coffee tipsters, and just a lot of excitement going on. Music, as you can tell, it's a party going on, and it's hard for me to hear you, Ted, because there's so much excitement going on here at the Blarney Breakfast. Again, this is a fundraiser for Rainbows United. Kids need some help, and this is a way for you to help out with your community and do some great things. We have some interesting people hanging around. We've got the fire chief is pouring coffee. We've got police officers. We've got all kinds of people down here, and it's a great fun day, and it's a way to start spring is starting, really, and St. Patrick's Day is a sign that spring is here, and this is a great way to have a party here in Wichita and enjoy ourselves and do something for a good cause as well. Ted, I wish you could be here, but if you were here, then I'd have to be there. That would mean I would have to work, and you would not be working.
Yeah, choices had to be made, and that's where we ended up.
Yeah, we did this scientifically by flipping a coin
year. Strange, you're the one that always flips the coin, and you're the one that always gets to go. I've got to check into this.
It's a special Irish coin I have with the heads on both sides.
That's pretty much what I figured.
Yeah.
Were you able to get past any layers of security and get any closer to Sierra Scott?
She flashed through here, I swear. She flashed through here, about 30 minutes ago? And I haven't seen her since.
Oh, well.
I guess she's over on the other side of the room. She probably knows enough to just stay away from me because, you know, sometimes I tease people and they don't take it right. I don't know whether I've offended Sierra or what, but there you go. I haven't seen her. Okay?
No, I think you're right. She's working the other side of the room.
Yeah.
It sounds like the atmosphere is festive.
It is festive. People are all wearing green. They're all thinking they're all Irish today, even those of us who are not. Our Irish here at the Blarney Breakfast every year. 44th annual. Can you believe that? Going on 44 years? Wow.
Now, you talked earlier. You wear some green today, don't you?
I have a green ball cap that says Lucky on it. That's all I've got, okay?
Well, that counts. And I saw it earlier this morning. It's striking green.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, has anybody, who's had the best garb today? Is somebody really going all out?
Pardon me?
Like, who? Have you seen anybody with pretty interesting green clothing on?
The gentleman in front of me's got a green plaid on that is basically pretty ugly. And people are wearing green berets and all kinds of green caps and green sweaters. Just a good variety of people who expressing their Irishness today.
Well, now that you've said that, I certainly wish I would have gotten you like a green beret and a green neck scarf.
That would be just stunning, and I would wear it, too.
Wouldn't that be a great look?
I'd wear it to church on Sunday, too.
All right. Once again, this is a benefit for Rainbows United, and this is a fantastic Wichita tradition, and it sounds like we've done it again here in 2019.
That's right. Kellogg and Rock at the Old Chicago East. Come on by till 9:30, Ted.
Yep, still got another hour and 15 minutes to go, so we'll get you set up. Thanks, Steve. We'll check with you again shortly. That's Steve McIntosh, live from the Blarney Breakfast this morning at Old Chicago in East Wichita. Got Steve on location. Thanks, Steve. It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's check in with the world of sports. And, you know, this is one of those weekends where we got a lot of men's basketball on our brains here during March Madness. The American Athletic Tournament is underway in Memphis, Tennessee. The late game last night featured the Shocks after 9 p.m. Wichita State matching up for the third time this season with East Carolina. But it pretty much was the same as the other two games. The Shockers easily over the Pirates. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
Clement has to weave around Echenique, and his pass is intercepted by Torres. Ahead to Haynes Jones, behind the back dribble, drives it in over the rim, and he's fouled.
And he got fouled.
Samaje, a behind-the-back dribble, left to right, cut in front of the rim, laid it over the front of the rim as he was being fouled, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play.
Yep, the Shocks at one point led by 27 before emptying the bench and beat the Pirates by 16 points last night, 73-57. Shocks have now won 10 of their last 12. Next up for Wichita State, on to the quarterfinals for a matchup with the Owls of Temple, a team the Shockers had a late lead against earlier this year in Wichita, but ended up losing that lead and falling to Temple in overtime. Now they'll match up in the quarterfinals tonight. Mike Kennedy, Dave Dahl, Bob Hull will begin their pregame show at 7 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off somewhere around 8:15, and that'll be on 103.7 KEYN for the Shocks tonight. Now, you've got the Big 12 tournament going on up at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, Missouri. In the quarterfinals yesterday, it was 14th-ranked Kansas State getting off to a bit of a slow start, but then waking up and coming back to beat TCU 70-61 as the Wildcats move on into the semifinals. Here's K-State head coach Bruce Weber.
I caught a big offensive rebound after Cam missed the free throw, got it back to Cam, hit the three, kind of broke their spirit a little bit, got it to 10, and then we just kind of had to find a way to finish it out. But so proud of these guys. The whole team, they've continued to fight and be resilient and get 25 wins and move closer to trying to win a Big 12 tournament championship.
Next up for the 14th-ranked Wildcats, they match up with Iowa State in the semifinals. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, nationally televised on ESPN2. In the other half of the bracket yesterday, you had 17th-ranked Kansas taking on Texas, and the Jayhawks were able to beat the Longhorns. You heard the game last night. That was on Sports Radio KFH.
Who's your go-to guy now? It's probably Devon Dotson getting some to the basket.
Here he goes, right to the hoop, and he will score. Right on cue, Devon Dotson darts to the hole.
Kansas beats Texas 65-57 as Dotson had 17 points. Longhorns only made three baskets in the final 7 minutes. So KU moves on into the semifinals. The Jayhawks probably thought they were going to play 6th-ranked Texas Tech, but you never know in these tournaments. And surprise, last place West Virginia beat one of the top six teams in the nation. Knocked off Texas Tech last night, 79-74. So KU plays last place West Virginia in the semifinals tonight. Pre-game coverage for the Jayhawks begins at 7 o'clock. The game will tip off somewhere around 8:15 tonight, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. This all leads up to the big NCAA Tournament Selection Sunday show. On Sunday, we'll find out the 68 teams that make it into the tournament, and that selection show is at 5 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In pro football, the Kansas City Chiefs, reports indicate the Chiefs are going to sign defensive end Alex Okafor to a three-year deal for $18 million. He has spent the last two seasons with the New Orleans Saints. And another report in the NFL, wide receiver Jordy Nelson, the former Kansas State Wildcat, has been released by the Oakland Raiders. And with a nice weather weekend, it's good to know that the Shocker baseball team has a four-game series at home at X Stadium this weekend, hosting the Rhode Island Rams, part of a 14-game homestand for the Shockers. Games at 6 o'clock tonight, a doubleheader tomorrow at 1 o'clock, single game Sunday at noon. Shane Dennis will have live baseball coverage of the Shockers all weekend long right here. All those games are on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Traffic and weather updates are on the way. And Comrade de Blasio, the latest from New York. It's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS with the Sean Hannity Minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.